The following program is a JWC Media production for Game Show Newsnet and CLW83.com.
Last time on Murder, someone got blown up really good in a golf cart, and Don looks really good for dinner.
And there was a mountain lion.
Yeah, so the good news is someone did get to take him out for dinner. The bad news is it was a mountain lion, and Don was the main course.
Who's going to get killed next, and how? We'll find out. This is a WLTI Extra Whodunit Episode 4, the episode title, Mountain Lion. I'm Tito Alexander. He's Gordon Pepper.
Hello.
Interesting thing, we were talking about this as we were recording the text version of WLTI. You have a new suspect, Gordon.
I do, and I do, because it was interesting, because during the whole accusation session, someone said, Ulysses, I don't need you to do the job for me. That person is Sasha.
Sasha.
That's really interesting. So, she now goes on the block, coming off the block, because I can't suspect everybody being the killer, is Ronnie, who's playing this game way too hard to be the killer, unless he's the killer. But I don't think he is. But I do think he sticks around for a while, because he seems to be the person that seems to get all the clues. Of course, now that I said that, I probably have just committed him to be the dead person. We'll find out. Right now, we are doing the recaps of what's been going on.
Okay, we've saw that. That's the plant getting killed first. And then there's the spontaneously combusting, and the golf cart explosion.
And now, all that we've seen all the previews from the first three episodes. In the last episode, Adriana blew up real good.
And then she was left in a tree.
With barking. And the killer presents a big bomb with golf balls, which flies into a tape, which has Ronnie see the whole thing. And then Ronnie is giving the information to Lindsay and Melina. Lindsay winds up winning, which is bad news for her, because now everybody knows that she cannot be trusted. So that could be really bad news for her.
Now, Dawn and Dana, I think her name is? Dawn and Dana are scared.
And they should be, because they were both morons. Or maybe one is a moron and the other one is the killer. Killers are allowed to be scared in this game.
They are. But the thing is, they can never be eliminated. We pick up where we left off last week.
Also, it's keep in mind that the killer could win first place in the regular ones as well. So keep that in mind. So one of the reasons why, despite Sasha winning the first week, she's on my list, and why Lindsay is still on my list, is because the killer can be someone that wins.
Indeed.
And now we are once again looking at the stakes.
Everybody's
stakes
cooked,
is very
except for Dawn.
Well, Dana's is bloody also, but Dana is sharing hers with Ulysses. Dawn is going there, and everybody's telling him not to, but that's a little bit too late for that.
Why? Everyone's wondering why Dawn is in the kitchen cooking.
And Mountain Lion is just wondering what is cooking. Smells
and Mountain
Lion's
just wondering what's for breakfast.
Dawn's
I know
breakfast.
What's for breakfast. Filet of Dawn. Hello.
Filet of Dawn. And here comes Mountain Lion roaring, probably given by tape. Sasha is running to the door, and people yelling at her to not go in there.
And here comes Giles with a tranquilizer gun.
Charles has got a trank gun. Gino's got a chair. And now everybody's looking at the mountain lion.
Shoot the damn mountain lion!
Giles is in there with the gun and is now shooting the mountain lion from everybody's view. And, of course, we have the mutilated body of Dawn, or half of the mutilated body of Dawn, in view, as we now go to the new episode.
Okay, it's time to meet up and look for our clues once again, as Giles enters in hunter's garb.
The lion was anesthetized. and was not harmed.
Cannot be said for Dawn.
No. Bye-bye, Dawn. Melina thought that Dawn was the only person that she can trust, and now Dawn can no longer be trusted because he's no longer in the game.
Right. So now we move to the investigation phase of the round. The crime scene, the kitchen, the morgue, and a new area, hello. The killer has informed Giles that Joes who choose will have a rare opportunity to look for clues on the mountain lion himself before he wakes up.
So the mountain lion's not dead. The mountain lion is still living.
Yeah, it's been tranquilized.
Which could be a problem. Now there's only 9 people left. So now you're in a situation where you have a team of 4 and a team of 5.
Actually, you can have 3. You can still have 3 teams, because remember...
Yes, 3 teams of 3. Except the only issue with that is that one of them is the killer.
Right. But now there's a team of 4 and a team of 5. Not necessarily the investigation team, just some sort of splintering and factioning.
Keep in mind, of course, that one of the people in one of the teams is the killer.
That is
so
correct.
So if a team is foolhardy enough to send the killer by themselves over to the crime scene, that could be a problem.
Okay, now Cam thinks that Lindsay is playing both sides.
Which, of course, she is.
Of course. So Cam knows something.
Lindsay's upset.
Yeah.
Lindsay saw what happened to Adriana because she had no alliances and she got a scarce card and she goes away.
Right.
And each of them has decided that they are going to babysit someone from the other team.
Okay. So we have Dana and Sasha and Ulysses and thanks, Charles, you're being really quick. Okay. Your assignments are crime scene, Lonnie, Dana, Cam, and Lindsay. The morgue, Melina, Sasha, and Ulysses. Which leaves Chris and Gina to investigate the mountain lion.
I want meat.
Mountain lion's a sleepy mountain lion.
He will not be sleepy
for a while, though. So I imagine that you want to be very quick and very thorough.
Sleepy.
However, I still think Chris is hiding a little bit of something. So if I was him, if I was Gino, I'd watch my back.
Well, the mountain lion got paws and a mouth. Now, the question is, of course, how did the lion get here? We all know how he got there. Ooh, we have a tag.
No quick or sudden movements. Keep small children away. This is on the tag on the mountain lion.
Special delivery, live animal. So the mountain lion was shipped over.
Yes, it was. And there are pieces of Dawn in the mountain lion's mouth.
Yummy.
Yes, there's a... Oh, gosh.
Oh, actually, no, that's not
no, that
Dawn.
Was the steak. It was cut. The steak was cut before Dawn was able to meet his grisly end.
Oh, do we know that, though? All we saw is the mountain lion on top and Dawn at the bottom.
Well, let's take a look at Dawn. Let's go to the morgue.
Let's go see Dawn. Dawn seems very dead.
Yeah. Of course we know he's faking it, but whatever. There are bruises on his arm. A lot of blood. Face and hands are a really weird shade of pink, but it's not consistent with bruising or blood. There's
well,
a, there's a
with
being really, pretty decent line. Gash on his leg, though. There's no chunks of Dawn missing. There's just
there's
a bunch
of Dawn missing.
Ooh, oh, hello. The jugular. That would be, that is what we call in the forensic business, the money shot.
But the question is, was that the mountain lion? I gotta flip Dawn over.
He's got paw prints on his bum.
Paw prints on his booty. And his back.
So, the cat stepped on him. Is it possible, at least a little bit, that the mountain lion was a decoy?
I'm definitely thinking the mountain lion's a decoy right now, because I think it would be way too easy. I do think the cause of death was the jugular, but if you look at it, if you remember... Oh, wait.
We have a clue. White powder, completely out of place. Ultimately, he did bleed out, because that's consistent with what we find in the morgue.
You know what? I'm not sure it's a lion. I'm sure the crime scene may have a little bit more to do with this.
All right, let's go to the crime scene.
Go to the crime scene. Cam is going to be chaperoning Lindsay.
Because somebody has to. Okay.
And now we see some blood.
There's Dawn's blood. There's not much blood
not
in the crime
blood.
Scene, so we can't. So we can rule out exsanguination. There's blood spattered on the island, but not enough to kill somebody.
Yeah, I wonder if the cat pawed an already dead Dawn.
Perhaps. My guess: this cat was placed in the kitchen to cover up the murder.
Well, here's the. Well, there's a sliding panel.
We find the dumbwaiter where the cat was hiding, and there was a cage. And as soon as they... It's a pressure pad. That's how the dumbwaiter was opened.
High-tech evil genius, somewhat maybe like an engineer could do?
Again, we are strongly suspecting Lindsay.
Dana is convinced that that's not enough to kill Dawn, and I agree with Dana.
I agree with Dana, too. So the question is, how did Dawn die?
Yes. Well,
if he wanted to cook a steak, he would have turned on, preheated a grill. There's a heater coil under the burner. When Dawn turns the knob, the heater coil led to something else that killed Dawn. This, of course, is coming from Ronnie. He's trying to distract the other... Ronnie's a good distraction.
And now Ronnie's doing some mountain lion, L-Y-I-N.
I see what you did there.
So, I actually think I have an idea on how this happened. The lion, I think, was the decoy. It may not have been the lion at all. I actually think, and I think Ronnie is absolutely 100% right here, it's the grill. The grill came on. There was some sort of nasty something that happened to the jugular on Dawn. Some sort of explosion. Dawn went down.
Yeah.
And then Mountain Lion comes on Dawn and then bounces on him a little bit, then comes back up. And that's where Dawn sees him.
So you're basically saying that the claw marks are post-mortem.
I believe the claw marks are post-mortem. Sort of very similar to Episode 1, Sherry and the Live Wire.
Yeah. Oh, we have a tweet.
Remember, there was a live wire there, but that had nothing to do with
the kill.
Sherry's death.
Right.
So I think there's a huge piece of this puzzle that is missing.
Yes, I believe we'll find it later, but right now we've got a tweet from the killer, at WhoDoneItKiller. That's creative.
Okay.
Dear old Don's goose is cooked. Too bad the same can't be said for his steak. You have the evidence. How did I do it? Hashtag WhoDoneIt. Well,
I don't think we have the evidence yet. I think we have all of it. I don't think we have all of it.
I think we get a little bit more of it after the commercial. But right now, it looks like Ronnie is playing a game of diversion. He's always playing a game of diversion, this Ronnie.
Well, I think Ronnie is an excellent player, is what I think it is. I mean, right now he is far and away the best player. He has all the cards, unless he's the killer. But again, I don't think the killer is playing this hard.
No, I think the killer wants to distance themselves as far away from the game as possible. You know, keep a low profile, play under the radar, play cool, don't play hot, just play along with whatever happens. And if somebody gets a little bit too close, you know, start suggesting something.
As I said, my choices right now are still, my two big choices are still Sasha and Lindsay.
Mine's are Lindsay and Chris, but...
Oh, you've decided to go on Lindsay bandwagon now, haven't you?
I have hopped on the Lindsay bandwagon. I'm drinking the Lindsay Kool-Aid.
You know, I think that she's got some, I think she's playing a very good game as a killer. Of course, again, based on what Sasha did on the last episode, she's now on my radar. And obviously, if you look, the one thing that both women have in common is that neither of them have really been doing much in terms of finding the clues and finding something out. And in the first episode, I can't help Ronnie saying, how in the world did Sasha know? And the reason maybe why Sasha knew is because she was a killer. And she figured it out. Or she wanted to throw that quickly and throw a tag up there.
Right. So
you know,
now,
Ronnie has figured out almost all the puzzles. So
yeah.
For Ronnie to be the killer now at this point, I think would be doofy.
Well, let's take a look and see what we've got in the way of clues. Weird discoloration to the hands, pink and splotchy. I would guess that would be the steak. But the lion, we know, did not kill him. There would have been more blood.
Everybody said, now let me ask you this question. As a med tech, what is pink blotchy? Could that be food poisoning? Could that be botulism?
It could be blood. Remember, the steak was bloody. Remember, it was splotchy. It wasn't consistent with bruising or anything. Okay, Lindsay and Chris are hiding away in another corner of the manor.
They're hiding.
They're eavesdropping on the others. Interesting how my two suspects are spying together.
Oh, they're eavesdropping now. They're figuring shit out.
Uh-huh. And because Ronnie's been able to figure this whole thing out, now they know how everything was done, and B, now they know that Lindsay is not to be trusted.
So the question is, and that is a good question from Ronnie, what makes the skin blotchy? Because I'm not necessarily buying the red face, and I'm not buying a coil. I'm buying something else.
Gas?
Maybe gas?
What about gas? Or what about burns? It could be burns.
It could be, but burns aren't really blotchy in the butt, in the hands and the face. That would mean like there'd be a big fireball. But you would also hear the fireball.
So
the camp's now more comfortable with Lindsay on their team.
Don't do it, it's a trap.
The people that we think are the killers are now, you have one suspected killer on one team, and one suspected killer on the other team.
Okay, why would Cam think that Don had a heart attack?
You know what? That's a really good point. If he had very high blood pressure, Your hands would get blotchy. Your face would get blotchy. Is it enough stress so that something would burst on your jugular?
Perhaps, but there would be more blood because the...
If the jugular exploded, there'd be... Yeah, well, that's the thing. If the jugular got nailed, that's post-mortem. And so, therefore, if it's post-mortem and Dom was already dead and he went after the jugular, then there wouldn't be a lot of blood.
Right. Okay, now they're talking about Lindsay. How Lindsay is a good liar and how she's playing both sides of the fence and now nobody can trust her. What about Poison?
Poison, I can understand Poison, but the question is what and where and how. He didn't touch the steak.
And Ronnie knows all about the spying. You know, if you're going to go and spy on people, you really want to keep that sort of information to yourself. If Lindsay is the killer, she's not really good at hiding her tracks.
So nobody trusts Lindsay.
Nope.
So everybody wants to kill Lindsay.
I think Lindsay is a fair target at this point. If she is not the killer.
Unless she's the killer, in which case you're not going to get rid of her.
Okay. Okay, so we pretty much established that Lindsay's not to be trusted with any bit of information.
Lindsay is now persona non grata in terms of the house.
Agreed. And if she has a spared card, then she has to be the killer. Or at least she knows more.
Right,
than...
the killer can have the scare card also.
Again, that's correct. Killer can have the scare card.
So I would obviously have to think if the producers see this and Lindsay's the killer, she's going to get a scare card tonight.
Right.
So keep in mind the killer can get a scare card. Also keep in mind that more than one killer can get the scare card.
And keep in mind that more than two people can get scared cards.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Yes. More than two people can get scared cards. Of course, I find that interesting that everybody is working with everybody.
Right. So we have Lindsay, who is just really bad at this whole lying thing, is she?
Well, I think she's really good at the I think she's actually really good at the lying thing. Her problem is that she won the last challenge. That's the problem. Because the problem is that if she didn't win the challenge and she just got a spare card, she would have been okay. But as she won it, she figured everything out. And she got it by piecing information from everybody.
And now everybody has gotten hip to her plan, and
well,
now that...
Well, how ironic would it be if Lindsay's the person that figures out the riddle?
Oh.
And she is the only person that gets the piece of information.
Right. That would be pretty ironic. It would also mean that she would have enough information to win two in a row.
Well, not only that, but again, you want to talk about Mountain Lion. If all of a sudden she has control of the game, then she can do that. However, if she's only a regular player, she's in deep trouble right now. If everybody's going to lie to her.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, keep in mind that she's an engineer.
Yeah, everybody can lie to her, but at the same time, she can figure out a whole lot of what's going on.
Well, she can figure out a whole lot of what's going on, depending, of course, on where she is in terms of where she is in the game.
Right.
So, which is a pity, because I actually do like Lindsay. I think she's a good player. I think part of the problem is that she sort of got caught in the fact that there are two alliances, and each alliance wanted Lindsay, and Lindsay didn't want to say yes or no to one alliance or the other alliance.
Which you can understand that, because
absolutely.
She's trying to play both sides of the fence.
Well, as you said, information is gold. If you don't have it, then you don't have it, and then you're in trouble.
Yep.
So, but I look at it this way, though. I actually think it's piss-poor strategy by both teams. And the reason that I'm saying that is this. If she is the killer, then she's going to be scared the rest of the way because she knows she's not going to get any info. If she's not the killer and she is actually a strong ally, you want her on your team, at least to get there to the end, because then she's a good runner.
This is true.
In terms of getting information. So I actually think the teams are playing this very badly.
Yeah, but Lindsay is playing this rather well.
Well, yes and no. If she gets the information, she's playing great. If she's the next victim, she's not really playing it that good.
Okay.
But I don't
think
she's going to be the next victim, especially because I think she's the killer.
Yeah, that and the teams are just playing really, really bad ball at the point. Oh, wait, we have more clues coming. A killer has left a tiny little note. Today we'll
take you out of your element.
To find a clue that is most relevant.
So it's got to be poison.
Run to the place where the cool are laid back. Go see N to stay on the right track.
Calcium niacin. Oh, by the way.
Calcium nitrogen. Calcium nitrogen.
It's the freezer of the morgue.
See the freezer of the morgue.
Lindsay's the engineer. This should be right up a wheelhouse.
Just saying. Science.
No, lay by the pool makes absolutely no sense, Danny. You're stupid.
Took the words right out of my mouth. CN.
PN.
Carbon.
Well, CN could be chlorine. Well, no, that's not chlorine.
No, that's Cl. Carbon. Oh. And nitrogen.
Carbon and nitrogen.
Well, the cool are laid back.
Be the morgue.
Take you out of your element.
There's a periodic table
of the elements. C is element number 6. Nitrogen is element number 7.
CN,
6 and 7.
Upstairs to
heat. Open a closet upstairs to heat this call. Veil your moves from one and all. Oh, wait. There's a clue on the periodic table. And everybody got it.
Everybody, including Lindsay.
Woohoo. Too late. So Ulysses.
I'm breaking news, so it's all yours. I can't see anything.
Ulysses, Lindsay, and Chris solve the riddle. All
right, and what is the solution?
They're opening a closet, and Lindsay finds a closet. As we have a semicircle of napkins.
Semicircle of napkins. What are on the napkins? Oh, I see. That makes sense now.
And we have another clue.
What is the other clue?
It's, when I'm hungry for science, it's here where I'm fed. I'm locked in a safe place, think blue and not red. The key to this door is 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep it to yourself, not inside the front door. Oh, God, that makes no sense. This is what happens.
Perfect sense. Think blue and not red. What is blue on a litmus test?
It's an acid. Acid burn! It's an acid! That's how we know it. It's an acid burn. Gina finds a safe. 1, 2, 3, 4. Opens it up. Cyanide gas.
Cyanide, which would be in the napkin that Don put on himself for the steak.
Bring cyanide gas, place under stovetop. Secure stovetop, reattach burner heads.
Yep, so Ronnie was sort of correct. Now let me ask you this question. Does Lindsay know this?
Does Lindsay know this? No, because Gino's the first person to solve the riddle.
I'm sorry?
Gino's the person to solve the riddle.
Gino solves the riddle.
Yep. Lindsay was running over to somewhere else. But then the bell rang, and that means that somebody solved the riddle.
That'd be Gino. But does Lindsay oh, there we go, we're back.
The hydrogen cyanide is what is the cause of death.
Right.
Makes your face all nice and red. So over-oxygenation caused the bright pinkness.
Right.
Inhalant that causes poisoning, puts the two together.
Dana is smart. Powder.
Dana is smart.
Dana is, well, she's a nurse.
So Dana and Gino pretty much have this murder figured out. So Gino shares it with Ronnie and Dana. Now they just need to get together, get all the pieces together. Don turns on the grill. Cyanide kills him instantly. He dies. He falls. And then the mountain lion goes to town and finishes the job. They're gonna, Gino's going to give them enough information that they can spare themselves, but he wants Ulysses and Lindsay to get the scared card, because everybody in the house is already gunning for Lindsay. Right. But he's sure Cam is the killer. Cam can't be the killer. He's playing too hard.
Right.
Gino's sharing the solution with Chris, who's in the room. And now Lindsay and Ulysses are looking for Gino and everyone else.
Right.
So right now, Gino is the leader of this majority alliance, one of whom may be the killer. Ronnie is trying to distract people. And everybody is...
And everybody's in. And everybody's out. And Lindsay all of a sudden sees Chris and Cam with everybody.
So somebody knows something about something.
Right.
Cam doesn't trust Gino. He's not sure he's going to withhold the information. So he's... What is he going to do with this information? He's probably going to
tell
the people.
Well, here's the thing. Cam doesn't want to sacrifice anybody on his team, which makes a lot of sense.
Right. Okay, he's in the room with Ulysses and Lindsay now. They're trying to figure out what was in the oven. Cam has all the cards. And he's basically... He's spilling, he's singing like a songbird here. The whole house has decided they want to kill Lindsay, and now Cam is telling Lindsay about this.
So now they're revealing the plans to Lindsay and Ulysses, which is not a very smart move whatsoever. Or
no.
It's a really good move. I mean, if you look at it, and Cam is 100% right here, you know. First of all, it's a completely... If Gino thinks that Cam's the killer... Okay, why would you give Cam all that information? Because now Cam can relay all the information to everybody else. Of course, if he really is the killer, he can relay all the information anyway. So now Cam has the option of telling everybody exactly what's going on or exactly not what's not going on. But Cam's absolutely right here in this one sense. If he knocks his own team out, one person by one person, then he's going to be all alone against the other five. That will be really bad for Cam if he's not the killer.
Remember, the last thing you want to do, and this episode proves it, is you want to do something that will get you frozen out by the rest of the house.
Well, not only that, but you want to get something, again, it's a social media game, it's a lot like Survivor. You want to do something that makes sure that you do not eliminate either yourself or eliminate someone else in your group. Because, again, information is power and numbers are power also.
Indeed.
So it's a really stupid move by the other team. What the team of five should have really done, kept the information to themselves.
Right.
Because if there really was a killer, that's on the other team, you'll know it by the spared or the scared cards.
Exactly. And the thing of it is, if you're going to freeze Ulysses and Lindsay out, you don't want to tell their roommates about this sort of thing. You don't want to tell their teammates.
Well, first of all, it's stupid. And here's the other issue. Let's just say now Ulysses... Now, obviously, one of them is still going to be around. They're not both going to go.
That's just the mechanic of the game.
Right. So what happens if they find the riddle? And they get the next one?
Then somebody on the other end is going to feel the wrath of Lindsay, as it were.
Exactly. I mean, Lindsay can't be too happy right now with anybody.
Obviously.
Of course, then again, if Lindsay's the killer.
But if Lindsay's the killer, then all of this is moot, and we just spent 2 minutes rattling on about theories just to hear ourselves speak.
Interesting thing and the ironic thing is that no one's going to peg Lindsay as the killer.
Right.
Of course, the other interesting and ironic thing is that my other person that I think is Sasha is, like, really, really, really under the table at this point. I mean, if you really look at it, you know, Sasha hasn't really done anything so far.
No, she hasn't. She's just been going along with plans at the moment. And Chris, who I think is the killer, she's just been listening to theories. She hasn't really acted upon them.
Well, the other interesting
thing... She's just been going with the flow, as it were.
Well,
and
actually,
if she's a killer,
you
want to
kill her. Chris has actually done a couple of things in the earlier episodes. So she's actually shown some brain power a little bit. She was the person that figured out episode 2 in terms of Dante. Her and Cam figured it out. That's one of the reasons why they're allied up as a team. So, in terms of that, Chris has actually been working, which is why I don't think she's the killer. But the one thing that she has been doing, if I was suspicious at all, I will say this. Her and Lindsay have sort of been propagating all the mixtures. You know, they've sort of been stirring the pot up a little bit. So they've been causing wild commotion, which is exactly what you want to do in this sort of case.
Indeed.
And now, help you to state your case.
Everybody's getting suited up and bow tied up. Bow ties are cool. Sasha thinks she has all the pieces of the puzzle and that the other team is missing some huge pieces.
It's a possibility.
So, bow ties are cool. So let's talk about this case, guys. Lindsay doesn't know how Dawn died, so she has to pretty much BS her way through this. Go online, order a mountain lion. I've done that. Have you? So we have a mountain lion, a pressure pad, which opens up a dumbwaiter.
Dumbwaiter up.
Raw meat, turns on the stove, and a base full of cyanide. Stove released enough oxygen to where it was able to stop his heart. Wait, that's not right.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because someone says cyanide, someone says oxygen.
Hmm. And then there was somebody who said something about scratching their leg.
Oh,
and then there's a heart. And then there's a heart attack.
Attack. Mountain Lion did not scare Dawn to death. We all know that Cam's completely wrong.
Cam's got a scared card.
Ulysses may be joining him because he thinks that the problem is the Mountain Lion. Dana's going for the cyanide.
Okay, so we have one for Gino.
Dana's going for Cam.
One for Cam. Melina thinks it's Chris. And Ronnie thinks it's Cam.
Cam's still going.
Dana says...
Cam.
Cam. And calls him a sick person.
I think Cam may be the next victim here.
Okay.
Think Cam may be
all right, my clueless Columbos. Oh, jeez. really quick this thing is. Okay, another tweet from the Whodunit Killer. All right, my clueless Columbos, it's time to state your case. How do you think I killed Dawn? It was cyanide. Well, at least that's what we're thinking. Of course, we think this because we've seen everything and literally nothing to lose at this point. Oh, so Cam, Ulysses, Lindsay, and Chris all have shocked looks on their face, but if you remember, Lindsay and Chris could very well be the killer, and, well, there would be no reason why they would have that shocked look on their face. But never mind that. Let's have dinner, shall we?
Could be a very long dinner. Now, the interesting thing is this. Could all four of them get scare cards?
Indeed. It is not outside the realm of possibility. Okay, everybody toasts to Dawn. To Dawn! And...
Dino's lamb is undercooked.
Yeah, sure it is. That's so funny, I forgot to laugh.
And I want everybody to have one meal in peace, which is not happening, because here comes
Giles. Oh, wait! Here comes Giles! With the envelopes of fate. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't wait to magnify the situation, but it seems that the killer has his or her eye on one guest in particular.
I think it's, I'll be surprised if it's Lindsay. Watch it be Lindsay.
It seems that one of you has gone from very scared to very impressive.
That would have to be Dana.
But now you are proving to be a worthy adversary. Congratulations to Dana! I bet her dad was a plater! She nailed this one perfectly, I think.
Well, she's the nurse. She figured it out with cyanide.
Oh, yeah. And now it's time for everybody else to figure out how to do it. Here's a little bit of light. I'll let your eyes fail to see.
Lindsay's nervous again.
Again? She's always nervous. Okay. So to recap, Dana has gone from scared twice in a row to spared. And impressed by the killer.
I'm going to go weird here. I'm going to say that Ulysses and Cam are both scared. Actually, you know what would be interesting if all four of them got scared cards?
Yeah, again, that's not outside the realm of possibility that there are four scare cards.
Well,
not
only that, but that would also shade the killer a little bit if the killer was Lindsay or one of the other three.
Hmm.
Right?
Right. I would not leave it outside the realm of possibility that the killer would place a scared card on himself or herself.
Well, that would be my point. So if Lindsay was the killer, she will get a scared card. So you can have four people getting scared cards right now. If I'm the producers, and since, one group did it, and for the other four, I think it would be really interesting if all four of them got scared cards. If I'm the producer, that's how I play this.
It would be interesting, and it would be a nice little twist on format, and it would be something to keep the audience interested over these final 15 minutes.
Well, you already have something interested in the final 15 minutes. Which is one team that clearly knows what's going on, and the other team clearly clueless, which, of course, leads everybody else scrambling. Now, of course, the original plan and the idea was to give Ulysses and Lindsay scared cards.
Yep.
Now, of course, the other point would be if Gino gave them part of the information, but not all of the information, so that they're already on a level that's higher than them, even with the information that they have.
Christ. So I'm trying to remember the four people with the shock looks on their faces. I remember Cam, Ulysses, Lindsay,
and Chris.
So let's see how this plays out as soon as we get back from the commercials. Why do I want to? What? I don't want to watch The View. I want to watch The Killer.
Oh, I hear that some people on The View can be ratings killers, if that counts. Does that count?
No. Probably. Well, no. I'll tell you something. It's already going up against The Price is Right.
It's not really enough.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We are. And now the car commercial is getting ahead of us.
Doggy! No.
Well, you know, now we're getting... The funny thing is, now we go from... We're still looking for... We still haven't seen a bunch of horses yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We haven't seen a bunch of horses. I was trying to remember what else was in the commercial, or what else was in the, scenes from next episode. But I was like, oh yeah, somebody's supposed to die at the end of this. And they're supposed to die on horseback.
Well, number one, number two, we haven't gotten the phone number from the... We haven't gotten a phone call from the killer yet.
No, we have not.
Which, of course, could be a clue to the next murder.
Right. But I'm guessing after dinner, somebody's going to be invited on a moonlight horse ride.
Looks like a lot of people are going to be invited to the moonlight horse ride. Could be everybody.
Yep. But enough of our rambling. Let's go to the killer.
All right. Would you like to do the honors, sir?
Oh, let me turn on my British accent here. Don was easy prey. Don entered with hopes of adding fire to his carnivorous breakfast. But he didn't know that I was preparing a very special rub for his T-bone. Cyanide, the true cause of death. Like Don, I was tickled pink as someone had discovered that I rigged the grill to spit out the deadly poison. Poison. You must admit, that was a clever twist. But that's not all I rigged. By stepping on the floor mat, the trapdoor opened, and the mountain lion emerged. Suffice it to say, he was very hungry. Don, fall down, go dead. And Mountain Lion gets hungry. Luckily, the beast didn't want Don's life. He wanted his steak. I hope you found this to be a juicy murder you could truly sink your teeth into. Beast wishes, Mark Levett. No, your killer. So, the Mountain Lion was planted to cover up a murder. Now let's see what the other envelopes say.
And Gino was really mountain lioning because he gave everybody in the other room the wrong information.
Ooh. And he is...
Spared.
Spared. Ronnie?
Be spared.
Like a bandy. Spared! Magic. And to all a good night indeed. Peekaboo, I see you, Melina. It's your turn. Open her up, buddy.
Of course spared. She's okay. She's part of the big group.
She's part of the happy group.
Lindsay. And now we go to the movie.
This is where we see the blood. Come on, open it up, girl. Open it up, girl.
She's spared. Uh-oh.
Oh, muy interesante.
Muy interesante.
Sasha now thinks she's the killer, or she's a master manipulated.
Sasha's like, either she's the killer. She thinks there was something in that oven.
Yeah. Sasha?
Next.
Sasha fears.
A scared card.
Sasha fears.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Spared.
Getting spared. That leaves the bottom, the Chris and Cam and Ulysses.
Chris, Cam, and Ulysses. Could very well be all three of them.
So at least two.
Open yours up, Cam. See what's inside.
And Cam gets a scared card.
Scared. Nailed it.
Cam is the killer. May not be. If he's dead, then he definitely isn't.
Uh-huh. How about Ulysses?
I think he's getting scared also, and he is.
He's getting scared. So Cam and Ulysses. But we haven't opened Chris's envelope yet.
Yes, Cam is absolutely right. One way or another, you have a problem. We could have a trio here.
Let's take a look.
Keep that in mind. We do not.
Fair. Nope. Your bottom two this week are Cam and Ulysses. I sincerely hope that your impending death will be as peaceful as this tranquilizer dart. That is creepy. And there's a hunting call.
I wonder who could be calling. Maybe it's the killer. Perhaps he should answer it.
It's the killer. We have a phone call from the killer.
It's a little bit strange to have a phone call from the killer if everybody's there.
Maybe it was one of those auto dialers, you know, the kind. They call them, they call you, they ask you for a donation, and they usually want to scare you about something.
Hi, I would like to have a donation of your spleen, your liver, your kidneys, your heart, your brain, and the rest of you too, while we're at it.
Okay.
No.
Too soon. Get off the stage!
Okay. So, you know, and it's funny because in this case, the problem, and you know what, it's almost sort of like they painted their own wagons a little bit, because one of the biggest no-nos in reality shows, especially Survivor or Big Brother, is that if you have an alliance, you don't telegraph it. And that is exactly what the group of four did when they were all sitting down there with Cam, Ulysses, and Chris, and Lindsay. And they really did telegraph their alliance. Now, what the interesting thing is in my mind is that I don't remember Dart having anything to do with this murder, unless that's how they tranked the mountain lion, is they tranked them with the Dart. I guess that's how they did it.
Okay, I'm back.
All right, hi, back. Just chatting a little bit with myself, apparently.
Yeah, you got my message on the chat.
So now the question becomes, between Ulysses and Cam, which one do you think is Mulch?
Between Ulysses and Cam, I would guess Cam.
I would, too, which, number one, would he put a huge monkey wrench in everything. And number two, actually, you know what? I'm going to go Ulysses.
Okay, you explain.
Play it off a hunch. And something that I saw in a reality TV World article that leads me to believe that someone knows more than what they're putting on. Because when you read the article of Don getting killed, you have a list of all the other victims or all the other people left in the game. Ulysses' name is not on that list. Which means he's either the killer, which I strongly doubt, or he's the victim in this episode.
Okay.
Which is a possibility.
Well, what about Cam, who's just been going off a bunch of incorrect information?
Well, Cam and Ulysses, as we both saw in their state of the case, were both ridiculously off.
They were so off.
You know, one of them said mountain lion, and the other one said heart attack.
Yeah.
So neither of them were anywhere close.
Yeah. Again, the mountain lion was planted.
A big red herring for the mountain lion.
The mountain lion was planted, as he puts on his shades, to cover up a murder.
Yeah! Well, you and I figured that out, because we're smart. And, of course, we had all the clues. But we also thought that the mountain lion was a plant immediately when we said, wait, not enough blood and splotchy hands and face. Which would be, of course, cyanide or poisoning, which we both said.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very smart right now, don't you?
I feel incredibly smart.
I wonder what the killer wants. I have a feeling the killer may want them to go on a moonlight horse riding trip.
I bet he does. But who does he want to go riding with? Taking a midnight ride, not unlike the one taken by Paul Revere.
Not necessarily sure you want a midnight ride, being invited by a killer to go to a midnight ride. I'm not necessarily sure that's one of the things that you really want.
Do you really want to take a phone call from a murderous killer?
Do you like scary horror movies? Do you, Cece? What is your favorite horror movie?
Showgirls.
That actually was a pretty horror movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Oh, here we go.
Big blow to,
Team
Cam. Shall I cut off the head or the tail?
I think you cut off the head.
It's the killer. Put it on speaker.
Put it on speaker.
Hi, it's Melina, and I'm the killer. Are you surprised? You should be, because I'm the killer. Yes, me, Sasha. It's me, Cam. I'm the killer. I guess I'll have to keep on guessing if you all want to live. I guess you'd get out of the house and go ride your high horse. I'm Ulysses. I'm the killer. My anagram is Fly Jesus. I know for many of you, you may think you're for happy trails. I assure you, you're not. It's me, Ronnie. One of us is going to ride off into the sunset, never to return. I'm Dana. I'm going to kill you, Ulysses. Yeah, it's me, Chris. Allow me to offer these chilling words. For me, Lindsay, feed the horse stables, or I will put you down. So, we basically have the killer, everybody playing killer. And everybody swearing up and down that they never said that. Of course, this being television, we all know they said that.
Yes. Obviously, the killer has been recording everybody.
Zillow's made this collage of our voices. It's terrifying. Okay, so everybody's going to go out to the stables and get a little horsey. Okay, this is just this has just gone from meta to super meta.
Yeah, Cam wants to know if he's even going to make it to the stables. I bet everybody is going to make it to the stables.
Okay, we're all in our PJs now. Cam is frustrated that Ronnie's strategy is working. And we're just waiting for some horsing around.
Yes. Ulysses wants to know if he's going to make it through the night. I bet they'll make it through the night. I have a feeling they will.
I think they're going to make it through the night.
They probably won't
make their morning ride, however.
Yes. No, I think they'll all make
it
through the night. I just don't think they'll
it's a stable.
Finish the morning ride.
It's a stable. It's a broken window.
Oh.
And everybody's out riding their high horses, including Giles, Have you ever ridden the horse, Gordon? I like horses.
I have
horses.
Not, nor do I want to.
Pony.
Cam and Ulysses are riding their horses especially slowly.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Anna's enjoying your horse ride.
Pony.
Ulysses not really as much.
No.
I have a feeling...
I would enjoy my horse ride if I knew I was going to die soon.
No.
Uh-oh.
It's birds destroying the horses.
And, whoa. Everybody keep their horses calm.
Someone's got a bad horse.
What? Ulysses?
Oh.
You should call Ulysses. Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? He's, a horse is on him.
It looked like he was dead while he was on the horse.
Yes. I'm on a horse. And now I'm dead.
Yes. And everybody's looking to win the riddle.
Go back. So we have to figure out, how did Ulysses die?
Oh,
he
got a snake.
How is he on a horse? And what does a snake have to do with everything?
And we got snakes.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Don's going to be hopefully smiling up there. Well, we got a little pieces. We've got snakes, and we've got snakes and a wild horse, and Ulysses being thrown off the wild horse, and Ulysses being mulch.
How Ulysses got off his high horse, we'll have to figure that out next time on Who's On It.
But I have a feeling it has something to do with the snake, and not the one in my pants.
So... And on that bombshell, we're going to call it an evening. He's Gordon Pepper, I'm Chico Alexander, and this was WLTI Live Extra on Whodunit. Sleep well, my friends.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.